sadness isn't even the right word, just because Sherry was such a integral part of the, not only the Woodbury Central School District community, but the Mobile community. I mean, if you can imagine, she was a teacher for 30 years, and along that, or along with that, she was a volleyball coach and just touched so many lives in such a small community that it's just sad. Like, her loss will be felt for a very long time. I worry about COVID in general. As a school board member, I feel strongly that the school has taken the right steps to mitigate risks at the school. We have mask mandates, for example. I do think this is, you know, sadly, this is the latest reminder that this is real. This isn't a made up disease. And that even though that there's vaccines that are slowly being rolling out, it's just the latest reminder that we just have to continuously be vigilant about staying safe, wearing masks, maintaining social distancing, all the things that we know to do. We just need to make sure that we continue to do that until we are completely past this COVID speed bump.
Do they know if she contracted the virus from being in school or something outside in the community?
It was over the break, so I think it's fair to assume that it was contracted outside of the school, but I wouldn't be the right person to ask that. I don't want to understate how much of a role she had within the community. I think that's very important. She was a member of the teachers union at the school, so she would actively negotiate with the school board on annual increases. She was a mentor to so many teachers and coaches. It's just tremendously sad, and for such a positive role model, I'm just so sad for personally, I'm sad for the community, and you know, it's going to take some time to heal.
You said that she was part of the teachers union. Did she have a high level of concern when it comes to COVID-19? I don't know if that's something you discussed with her at all.
Like a lot of teachers, she was very concerned about COVID-19 and making sure that the school was taking the right measures to mitigate against COVID-19. She was actively advocating at board meetings to make sure that the teachers' voices were being heard. And, you know, I think in large part to some of the advocacy that she was doing, the school did end up adopting a mask mandate.